Turn back over there to Psalm 100 tonight. I want to just talk about a little bit of a message. I say a little bit of a message. They're all just a little bit of a message, I guess. But Psalm 100. I want to look back there again. I want to look at a Christian heart of thanksgiving as we come upon this holiday and. The national holiday. I want to just kind of look at a few things here. It's, again, Psalm 100 and verse 4. The Bible says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations." Can I say this in... Before I get into this too much, I want to just say God is worthy of us giving him thanks. He is worthy of us giving him praise. He's worthy of us blessing his name because he's good. When we talk about good, we're talking about, you know, we tell our kids, he's a good boy. You know, he's a good girl. They're good. You know, I mean... God is the definition of good. When we talk about somebody's good, we're talking very relative. You know, how'd you do today? I did pretty good. My pretty good is you know, when I'm saying I'm doing pretty good, I'm doing better than I did at other times. Right? Comparatively. When God is good, God is good. God doesn't do that which isn't good. I mean, all that he does is good. And so he's worthy of us praising his name. He's worthy of us saying one to another what God has done in our life. And let me get into this. Number one is this. Let me say this. First of all, thanksgiving is first a biblical command, not a national tradition. Okay? Before America existed, God's people were commanded to give thanks. We looked at it over there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you're saved here, I would say even if you're not saved, it's for all. That is the will of God concerning you, is that you would give thanks to the Lord. This isn't to give thanks to God in the name of Christ Jesus, really what it's talking about. We are commanded. We're instructed to do. This isn't just something, I think it's nice if we do that. No, it's really, this is the will of God. Amen? It's His will. It's this, in Psalm 136, 1, it says this, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." So, I want to say this, thanksgiving is not seasonal. Rather, it shouldn't be seasonal. It's spiritual. Giving thanks is a spiritual thing. I don't think we give thanks enough. Is that fair to say? Something we did tonight, and a couple of y'all did it tonight. Three of you did it tonight. Unintentionally, and I wasn't meaning to catch people in a trap, and it wasn't my, you know, but... My mind just thought about it now, is several reasons we don't give thanks. I think we can be an ungrateful people is one thing. Another thing, we're in a society that how we behave and how we talk and how we interact is so disjointed. You know, it's like we have such social awkwardness in our society today. That we feel three times, three different people said, I know this is cliche, all right? Or this is, you know, and the fact is, there ought to be nothing that we would be ashamed to. And I'm not saying when you say it's cliche, you think, well, everybody says this, I think is the kind of. No, I don't think enough people say God's been good in my life, right? The girls, did y'all sing that? Did y'all just sing that Sunday? Is that the song you just sang Sunday? Yeah. I'm not sure if they sang it at home or here. God's been good in my life, and this is a story we ought to just, man, how? And I mentioned it I guess it was probably Sunday. I said, listen, our families, I I think that's how we ended Sunday night. Our families ought to know our testimony. They ought to know our testimony. Because we talk about it. They shouldn't have to dig it out of us. Hey, listen, I know some World War II vets or some Vietnam vets that got in some very, very hairy situations. They don't want to talk about it. You kind of understand that. You don't want to bring up memories of death and really horrid things. Amen. I understand that. I understand that some don't want to be around fireworks. Some just don't want to be around it at all. And I can understand it's horrific things. But God is good. And so what God has done in my life should so flow off of my tongue that it should be something. Listen, it shouldn't be seasonal. It should be a spiritual thing. It's not about a holiday. It's really this. It's about obedience. It's about worship. It's about humility before God. It's really what giving thanks is. So it's really this. A thankful Christian, therefore, is an obedient Christian. And can I say this? You know, we're talking about being thankful. Well, I am thankful. I just don't talk about it. You know, if somebody gives you a gift and you're like, and you just kind of give them a little nod, is that enough? Or should there be a vocal thank you? Right? I mean, is it okay to say, well, no, they know I'm thankful. They get it. You think that's good for God? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I mean, there's some lip service to be done here. And so it's about obedience. But I'll tell you, it takes a little bit of humility because it also admits that I can't do this on my own. So a thankful Christian, therefore, is an obedient Christian. Likewise, an unthankful Christian is a disobedient one. Let's not think we can fail at this area. And I want to take this occasion we talk about it and bring it really. Let's not think we can fail at being thankful and still be right with God. Amen? Get that? Second thing is this. The pilgrims, Thanksgiving is the one we celebrate. We're going to celebrate tomorrow. I'm not mad about that. Amen. I'm not mad. You know, I'm not a big turkey fan, but I do like mashed taters, stuffing, gravy. I like some of that stuff you open up in a can and slop out and slice it, right? Cranberry stuff. I don't know if it's even really cranberry. I don't know what it is, but I like it. I like it better than the stuff you eat and get stuck in your teeth. You know what I mean? I mean, we got some of that, right? Okay. We forgot one year. We did, and it ruined it. No, but I'm just saying, I like all that stuff. And you throw some meat in there. It's all right. And then, you know, pumpkin pie. I like that we do. You know, I don't know that they had pumpkin pie. And I know they didn't have no pecan pie. You know what I mean? They weren't doing that. But listen, it was not a, can I say this? The Pilgrim's Thanksgiving, can I say this to you folks? It was a worship service, not a feast day. In 1621, after a brutal winter where half of the pilgrims died, God showed mercy. He sent them help. A couple of the Indians in that area came and seen that they were all dying off, and they came over and helped them. Showed them how to grow in that community and how to hunt, how to get the things and provide a meal. That's why we have this feast. I don't think they feasted like we did on that day. Probably they survived starvation. I'm thankful we're in a situation in our country right now that we can feast. Amen. By the way, we do find feasts in the Bible, so it's not, you know, it's not ungodly to feast. We find this. We talked about it there in the book of Nehemiah, that 8 days. And they feasted throughout that thing. And so listen, so God showed up. He sent them help and they provided a harvest and preserved their community. God showed mercy. Man, we should really not even know about the Mayflower. were it not for the hand of God preserving that people. Governor William Bradford wrote this: "By the good hand of God, we had good success and set apart a day of thanksgiving." They set apart a day. There's this cartoon we watch. I like cartoon movies. That's kind of my level. We watched it. I can't even remember what it's called. It's a Thanksgiving cartoon where the turkey goes back in time. I know it's not real. Well, it's a cartoon. What is it? Freebird. So the turkey goes back in time and brings pizza. So instead of having turkeys and saves all the turkeys, they eat pizza. It's a great cartoon. I love it. It's funny. I don't think they could really go. I don't think turkeys could really go back in time, nor could they speak. But the story is there. But I don't know that there was all of these feasts like that. But I'm telling you, this day wasn't maybe necessarily on that original day was that, but it was a time set apart to give thanks. A day of giving thanks to God for His mercy, providing that security. They didn't celebrate because life was easy. They celebrated because God was faithful. And so there's the celebration that God is faithful. Their mindset was deeply spiritual, and it was scriptural. They saw themselves as pilgrims. I mean, they were the pilgrims and strangers, as it says over there in Hebrews chapter 11, 13. We're just wandering through. And they seen themselves as, this isn't our home, this is the land. They came, they believed God had brought them to a place where they could worship freely. Amen. What a wonderful situation. They brought them into this place. They gathered for prayer, to sing psalms and gratitude with thanksgiving. It wasn't a time of entertainment. Yeah, I mean, that first Thanksgiving, that Thanksgiving time that they set apart a day of giving, of thanksgiving, was a day of praising God for what He's done. So Thanksgiving began as a Christian response to God's mercy, not a cultural tradition. So number three is this: America's leaders once recognized God's hand. You say, do they today? I think some do. I think some do. But our first president set the tone in George Washington in 1789. He said this, and he called the nation to give thanks. And he said this: to acknowledge with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln declared the annual holiday of Thanksgiving in the midst of a civil war. He says this, in the midst of a bloody civil war. He said, they are the gracious gifts of the Most High God. Even in a national crisis, they pointed upward. Thanksgiving is a reminder that nations rise and fall under God's sovereignty. If there's a nation that's going to stand, it's not because they're standing on their own. It's because of God's grace. And so, fourth thing is, why Thanksgiving still matters for Christians today. Number one is this: Thanksgiving protects our hearts from pride. Ingratitude is the beginning of spiritual collapse. We find that over in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21. And they were ungrateful, talks about. It's the beginning of a spiritual collapse when we become ungrateful for what God is doing. Folks, can I tell you, the line between giving thanks and being ungrateful is pretty thin. It's pretty thin. And we might think we're giving thanks, but out of one side of our mouth we're thanking God, on the other side we're complaining about what He's doing, right? And that we don't have all that we want. We wanted something different. You know, some of you said it already. You know, Kenny talked about it with those jealousy windows. That's what we have. That's our whole house is those. And so I know what you're talking about. And my wife was just today saying, I can't get this window clean. She said, we got one of these big old glass doors. She said, I can't get it clean. She said, I've cleaned it. Can't get it clean. Still more to do. God's still working on us, and He's trying to do something in our life. And we sometimes, we want our situation to be set up for us perfectly. I want everything to be exactly how I have it planned. I preached a message many years ago, and I more refer to that message than I really I've ever preached it again necessarily. But we have in our mind a picture of a home with a white picket fence, and you know, got a little land out here, got your chickens and sheep, or not at all. Some people have pictures with two dogs and no cats, and some have them with. I have a picture with none of that stuff. I want to be in a high-rise penthouse with no lawn to mow. I'm kidding. Not really. But the thing is, we all have this picture in our mind of what our life should look like. Not just our home, but our life, what it should look like. And when it doesn't, when something comes into our life and it doesn't pan out exactly how we want, we say, I'm waiting for God to do something better for me. And it's really a spirit of ingratitude. It's the beginning of spiritual collapse in our own life. But the second thing is, thanksgiving strengthens our faith. So not only does it protect our heart from pride, but it strengthens our faith. When we recall God's past mercies, we trust Him for our present needs, and we have hope for tomorrow, right? I'm telling you, you're going to have things in your life that are going to come right now in the present that are too hard to deal with, too much for us. Except for that, we can look back and see what God has already done. Amen? We look back and see what God has done, and when we give thanks for what He's already done. You know, we don't really give thanks for what God hasn't done yet. We have hope, but we give thanks for what God already did. And when we're rehearsing what God already did, it reminds us that if He did it there, that He's going to continue to do it. Strengthens our faith for today. And then the third thing along that line, thanksgiving centers us on the gospel. The greatest gift we thank God for is not food on the table, but Christ on the cross. 2 Corinthians 9:15 says this, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And then the fourth thing, last thing here, is this. Thanksgiving points our families back to God. So turkey may be on the table, but Christ must be in the center. Right? Y'all like turkey? Everybody like turkey? I think we're in a generation that people are kind of like having probably less, but we're not a turkey family. Though we have some turkeys in our family, we're not a turkey family, but we have turkey on Thanksgiving because you do, right? Because you just do, and so we do that. But listen, that meal, we're going to enjoy it tomorrow. Some of y'all going to enjoy it. Some we're going to have this. Turkey may be on the table, but Christ must be in the center of our life. Could you imagine Thanksgiving without Christ? It's a different deal, isn't it? Make Thanksgiving more than a meal. Make it a time to remember God's goodness to us. And conclusion is this. Psalm 100 verse 4, it says, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Let's return to the heart of Thanksgiving. Not just a pilgrim feast, but a response to God's mercy. Not an American holiday only, but the response of a thankful people. I read somewhere today that there's some people that are wanting to boycott Thanksgiving. And you know, we live in a country that has too much free time when we complain about our abundance. It's just people get, they just want to find something to fuss about and all this. And can I say this? Enjoy the day. Enjoy the day. It's a day of abundance. Give God thanks for it. Amen. I think we live in a day that we're not sure if we should thank Him or feel guilty for what we've got. Right? We feel guilty because I remember when I was a kid, I think my mom just used it as a thing. I use it with my kids too. You know, there's starving kids over in China. You should eat your food. Your mom told you that. You're starving kids in China. You should be thankful for that food. I'm like, Mom, I don't want spinach, you know. And I was wondering, where are those kids? I'll send it to them. You know, let me pack it up. And they don't want it either. And so, you know, we don't need to feel guilty because God's blessed us. Let's enjoy the day. It's a day of abundance, but just make sure we give God thanks. Amen. Let's pray. Let's all stand together. Father, we're thankful. We're thankful, Lord, that we can give thanks. And Lord, we can give thanks in whatever's in front of us and whatever's around us and Lord, whatever you put before us. And we're thankful for the testimonies tonight. And Lord, I do pray that you would help us to be, Lord, to remember to be a thankful people. Lord, we slip into that place of ingratitude. We'll find ourselves really in spiritual despair. And Lord, help us to be a thankful people. And Lord, we'll praise you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.